Bold, landmark, sweeping. Those are among the words experts on all sides are using to describe one of the decisions handed down today by the Supreme Court. The unanimous ruling says that police must obtain a warrant before searching a cell phone at the time of an arrest. The decision came in two cases, one state, one federal, where law enforcement used information obtained from a cell phone without a warrant to win a conviction. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
In the California case, a cell phone search after a traffic stop led to a conviction for attempted murder. In the federal case, a cell phone search after a routine drug arrest led to more serious charges. Both searches, the Supreme Court said, violated the Fourth Amendment ban on unreasonable searches. Writing for the unanimous court, Chief Justice John Roberts said that the answer to the question of what police must do before searching a cell phone at the time of an arrest is simple: get a warrant. One of the seeds of the American Revolution, he noted, was the general warrant used by the British to rummage through anyone's papers and belongings. To ensure that such searches would not happen in the new republic, the founders adopted the Fourth Amendment ban on unreasonable searches, and the general rule since then is that a search is not reasonable unless police obtain a warrant. There are exceptions to that rule, the Chief Justice observed. At an arrest, no warrant is necessary to search for weapons to protect police safety, and police may search to prevent evidence from being destroyed, for example, to prevent drugs from being flushed down the toilet. But a search of a cell phone, said Roberts, is entirely different because of the amount and type of material stored there. A person's entire life can be reconstructed through photos, videos, notes, call records, medical and financial information, location tracks of where the cell phone carrier has been. Much of this information simply didn't exist before the digital age, Roberts noted. We cannot deny that our decision today will have an impact on the ability of law enforcement to combat crime, said the Chief Justice. After all, criminal rings use cell phones to facilitate their criminal enterprises. The only exception to the warrant requirement is in case of true emergency, a kidnapping or a ticking bomb, for example. But those will be the rare exceptions. Privacy, said Roberts, comes at a cost. Our holding is not that the information on a cell phone is immune from search. It's that police must get a warrant to search the cell phone even when the phone is seized at the time of an arrest. George Washington University professor Orrin Kerr specializes in technology and the law.
This is a bold endorsement of digital privacy. It's not a close call here. The court 9-0 says government has to get a warrant.
Timothy O'Neill of John Marshall Law School in Chicago notes that there are some 12 million people arrested each year, some for very minor offenses.
And what this opinion does is make a very bold statement that the mere fact that you're arrested does not mean the police have the right to rummage through your smartphone.
This is not just a phone case. This really is a digital evidence case.
Mark Eckenweiler served as chief of the computer crime section at the Justice Department.
It is landmark that this was a pretty sweeping decision. Really lays down a marker for law enforcement.
Eckenweiler sees trouble ahead as law enforcement seeks to adjust.
If they don't flip out, then I think they're not really looking at the scope of the issues they have to deal with in the coming weeks and months and years.
It's not the future that worries him most, but the tens of thousands of cases that are in the pipeline today, cases in which no charges have yet been brought, or cases that are still at trial or on appeal, in which evidence has been obtained through warrantless cell phone searches. As for the future, the implications are less certain. Again, Mark Eckenweiler.
Those things that don't even exist yet, that we can't imagine, well beyond cell phones.
And what about implications for the government's collection of other data for national security purposes? The court's opinion has hints both ways. Eckenweiler, previously of the Justice Department, points to a footnote that seems to exclude such information from today's opinion. But Mark Rotenberg of the Electronic Privacy Information Center has a different view.
I do think that going forward, the opinion will have some bearing on the cases that are being litigated around the NSA's bulk record collection program.
Today's opinion in two cases, coupled with a 2012 decision, however, does send a strong message. In that 2012 ruling, the court, again unanimously, said that police cannot put a GPS tracking device on a suspect's car without a warrant. Professor Kerr.
That's three cases altogether, 27 votes for the defense, 0 votes for the government. when the court is applying the Fourth Amendment to new technology. It's very surprising.
So the Supreme Court today finds that the 1789 Constitution speaks loudly when it comes to the modern digital world.